even if all the vaccines stopped right now, we're already past the, what you might call the cognitive event horizon. In other words, there's already been so much cognitive damage to the neurology of a sufficient number of people in America and other countries around the world that there's no coming back from this, even if the vaccines stop right now. And thank you for joining me for this short special report. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And I'm also the founder of Brighteon.com and the now super popular Brighteon.tv. I mean, it's just, people are super excited about Brighteon.tv. Check it out Monday through Friday. And Patrick Byrne is joining us for a Thursday broadcast, in addition to all the other great hosts like Ann Vandersteel and Stu Peters and John Diamond and so many others. So check it out, Brighteon.tv. But in the world of astrophysics, the event horizon describes a point, well, not just a point, but you could say a theoretical sphere around a high density, well, black hole, which I guess that's redundant, but an imaginary sphere that is a certain distance from the center of the black hole. And at the boundary of that imaginary sphere, inside that sphere, light cannot escape the pull of gravity, whereas outside that sphere, light can escape, but light is, of course, bent. Gravity bends light. I assume everybody knows that. But gravity bends light. Actually, gravity bends space-time. Light travels in a straight line, but light appears to bend, I should say, because space-time has been distorted by gravity, but this is not a physics lesson, so we're not going to go into all that. Anyway, the event horizon, once you go past the event horizon, you cannot escape the black hole, nor can any information escape the black hole, because information, at least as we understand it in the world of electromagnetism, cannot travel faster than the speed of light. So inside that event horizon, it's all done, it's all obliterated, molecules are ripped apart, and in fact, atoms are ripped apart at some point in there, and you end up with this super dense material, one teaspoon of a black hole in terms of the volume can weigh more than the entire planet Earth. That's how dense it gets, which also tells you something, by the way, that most of the matter that you and I are familiar with, including steel, is almost all empty space. That's right. The car that you drive is all empty space. I mean, even titanium, steel, iron, it's all empty. Almost all empty, I should say. It's a little tiny bit of something in there, but mostly empty space. That all gets compressed in black holes, and it destroys any chance of escaping it. Well, we are in a similar situation now with the vaccines. There's no escaping the cognitive demise of civilization as we know it. Because a very large number of people, some significant portion of the world's population, it seems like it's about, what is it now? Almost half the world's population, I think, is vaccinated. And the cognitive decline is just a matter of clockwork. Some people are already dead from the vaccine. Of course, there's the, quote, died suddenly epidemic that's been sweeping across, well, a lot of doctors and young people and soccer players and athletes and so on. Lots of people have died suddenly, but those are the lucky ones. To die from a stroke or a heart attack following the vaccines, you know, is kind of merciful. What's coming for many of those who did not die suddenly is a long, horrifying, suffering death where the spike protein slowly eats your brain or your nervous system, and you end up in convulsions and cognitive decline, almost like prions are eating your brain from the inside. You end up like Joe Biden or worse, and the situation just progresses quite rapidly. This has already begun, and you've probably noticed that people who have taken the vaccine have undergone strong personality changes, many of them. And I've talked about this before, but just to summarize this, they've lost higher cognition, which is what makes us human. And many of them have reverted to very animalistic types of behaviors and neurological function, as only the very basic part of their brainstem is still functioning. So they become violent. They are very emotional. They are irrational. They are focused on food and sometimes sex and aggression and animalistic behaviors, which is why I have called them reptilians, you know, because you have the reptile brainstem still functioning, but the advanced higher human cognitive functions are not functioning. And so it's a very bizarre situation. But what happens to society when you pass the event horizon of the collapse of cognition? So you end up with all of these so-called experts who have, oh, who knows, millions, many millions of, let's say, man years of knowledge, although that might offend some of the women. So we can call it women years too. I'm not trying to be gender specific. Man years and women years, and heck, there might even be some trans years in there as well. But there's a lot of years of knowledge. People who know how to run things. You know, people know how to repair the power lines. People who know how to do brain surgery. People who know how to cool nuclear power plants. And all the other things that you might think of as well. How do you run manufacturing? How do you do food processing or whatever? How do you do farming? How do you produce food? A lot of this knowledge is going to be lost as the cognitive decline accelerates, and you're going to end up in a society of zombies. So once people pass that threshold of the cognitive event horizon, no intelligence can escape the pull of the spike protein. And then they no longer function as intelligent beings. They no longer are rational. They're no longer emotionally mature. They can no longer comprehend anything about the world around them. And this already characterizes liberals, leftists. Right now, they cannot process information around them. This is why they're incapable of functioning on principles, because they have no recognition of principles such as the right to body autonomy, which is why they will scream and shout about my body, my choice when it comes to abortion. But when it comes to vaccines, they will abandon my body, my choice and say, no, you have to take the vaccines, because they have no principles. They're not cognitively capable of recognizing principles. They're already reptilian lizard brain people, brainstem people, and it's only going to get worse. So what we're actually going to experience across society is a collapse of the, what you might call the knowledge base, the working knowledge base of human civilization. And as this collapses, then, if you thought society wasn't working right now, oh, you're in for a surprise. It's going to get even worse in terms of things not working. Like, for example, you go to the bank and you try to do some kind of banking transaction, and it turns out there's nobody there who knows how it works or what to do or which form to fill out. And a lot of that's happening right now. I don't know if you've been to the bank recently, but banks are filled with incredibly stupid people who don't understand anything about banking and finance. And, oh man, the stories I can tell you. Like, there's one bank I go to, and they recognize that I have a functioning IQ. And so they asked me a question one time that blew my mind. And they had a debate among the banking staff and the banking president and the vice president and all the tellers. They couldn't figure out the answer to this. And they asked me, I guess because they could see that I handle a lot of money. You know, we have a lot of revenues. I have a lot of expenditures, and, you know, we're building infrastructure and so on. These are multi-million dollar projects. So they're probably looking at my accounts like, oh, this guy's got millions of dollars running through here. He must know something about money, right? So they asked me the following question, which is mind blowing, but I got to tell you this. Here's the question. They said, is it better to have $1 million CD that pays 2% or to have 10 $100,000 CDs that also pay 2%? Right? This was their question. So they do not understand the laws of, well, mathematics, or I guess mutability. They don't understand anything about how interest rates work. And they've probably been telling people, you should open up 10 CDs of $100,000 each And that they probably say, you might make more than just one CD of $1 million, even though it's the exact same interest rate. They did not know. And just wait until the vaccines kick in with these people. I mean, if they're dumb enough not to know what a percent interest rate actually means, they're probably dumb enough to take the vaccine shot over and over again until they have nothing remaining, until they're just dead. And those aren't even the geniuses of society right there, obviously. We're going to lose them too. And think about all the doctors that are vaccinated. 96% of doctors are vaccinated across America. And those are high IQ people, but they're incredibly gullible and naive. And a huge percentage of doctors are going to die. And they're going to die from the vaccines. And then you're going to lose that knowledge, which probably is not such a great loss to humanity, come to think of it. They're not really helping much, except maybe the emergency room doctors. But, you know, we could use more herbalists. And the herbalists probably are not taking the vaccine, so the herbalists will still be here, and that's a good thing. The herbalist to doctors ratio is going to improve substantially when the spike protein die-off runs its course. No joke. And you'll have, you know, alternative medicine doctors surviving all this, and you'll have, you know, all kinds of advanced healers and alternative healers, complementary medicine, and so on. They will survive this, and that's a good thing for humanity. But we're going to lose a lot of pilots, already happening. We're going to lose a lot of manufacturing experts. We're going to lose a lot of big tech people. Probably not such a big loss for society right there. We are going to lose, sadly, a lot of police officers and firefighters. That's a loss to society. We do need the first responders. And we might even lose some members of Congress. Not that anybody is going to cry over that. But the real losses that count are the loss of expertise in food production, the farmers, logistics and transportation, you know, the truck drivers, the manufacturing specialists, the machinists, the gunsmiths, and so on. Fortunately, a lot of these people tend to be skeptical about vaccines, and they're not taking them. So there's still going to be a lot of folks remaining after this who know what to do, but just not as many as we used to have. So society is going to be very different. And we're going to lose a lot of efficiencies that currently exist in the economy. So food won't be as cheap. Fuel won't be as cheap. Supply chain won't be very functional. The parts that you used to be able to get cheaply and readily will be more difficult to get, longer wait lines or wait times, higher costs, and maybe a complete lack of availability in many cases. So we need to plan accordingly. This is already baked in, folks. There's no stopping this. You can't reverse the neurological spike protein damage. Even if you could, even if you had a magic superfood, do you think these people would take it? No, they've already lost so much higher brain function that they're dumb enough to keep taking more spike protein injections. They're not going to understand nutrition. They can barely understand what they're doing themselves on any given day. They wake up and look in the mirror, they're probably surprised, like Joe Biden. Who am I? What am I doing here? What's going on? Somebody tell me what to do. That's the way the average consumer, or at least vaccinated consumer, that's the way they function. They're no longer fully human. They no longer have the cognition of a fully qualified human being. So think about this in terms of what's happening across society, what it means for you, for your preparation, for your future economic viability. How are you going to participate in society? What skills or products do you have to offer society so that you can be a valuable member of a local community or some kind of local economy? You know, barter's going to come back, and then local trade, maybe local currencies. You're going to have to offer something to society in order to trade for the things that you need, and everybody's going to be a specialist in something. And people will learn new skills pretty quickly, especially as they're forced to do so. You're either going to learn or die, frankly. That's where this is going. So you're going to have people who learn how to make shoes, and it's harder than it sounds. If you don't believe me, try to make a pair of leather boots. Good luck. You're going to be people who learn how to harvest herbs and make medicine. There's going to be more people who learn how to take care of farm animals, and people who learn how to do repairs. And there's going to be salvage experts. And one of the predictions I've made about the economy is it's going to be an economy with a lot of salvage going on, salvage operations, and a lot of repair. And so you're going to have entire markets of used parts and repair personnel fixing things, and then you're going to have salvage teams going into the homes of the dead and salvaging things, all kinds of things. It's going to be used appliances available. It's going to be used clothing and used guns and cars and so on. In fact, there's going to be a glut of used cars because so many people will die that there'll be cars everywhere. So that's what's coming, folks. If you want to stay informed, listen to my podcast each day on Brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. And you can also read my articles on naturalnews.com. Thank you for your support. And I also want to say God bless you. And I wish you the best in your preparedness. And we can get through this together. I'll keep bringing you more information as it comes to me through my research. All right, take care.